Next verse, though.
Poopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee scoop dee whoop, whoopy dee scoop whoop poop.
Hello everyone and welcome to Go Watch a Movie episode 37. I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Thank you for joining us today. The conversation continues. Today we're going to talk about Law-Abiding Citizen and Bad Samaritan. Two movies about some Samaritans. So, so let's get into this. But before we do that, we're going to hop into some entertainment news. So entertainment news today, Sylvester Stallone attached to reprise his role as former Green Beret John Rambo in Rambo 5. What do you think about that, sir?
That last one I didn't hate, so
I actually didn't see the last one.
Maybe it wasn't bad. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
3 years ago?
It was a minute ago. I don't know how long.
It was a little bit ago, but I mean... I saw him that last ride in Creed, and I guess he was playing a part.
I have not seen Creed yet. I need to see that one because everyone says that's amazing.
It is pretty dang good. It's good to see the continuation of the story from a different point of view, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. I mean, he's big as hell, but can he still?
If he looks like he did in the last one, he can pull it off.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he's an older dude doesn't mean he can't still scrap.
That's true. That's true. I was going to do a Rocky impression, but I can't, so never mind. In other entertainment news, Swamp Thing TV series is coming to the DC Universe streaming network that they're building. Were you a fan? There was one back in the day, 1990 to 1993. There was a Swamp Thing TV series that ran for 4 years.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I remember it on...
Was it on U? You say it was on USA or? No?
I was just gonna say USA. Yeah.
Yes, I do remember that now.
Yep, and it was that era. Yeah. It wasn't horrible. Do you think that's a known enough character for a new series?
I don't think it's a known enough character, but now that you said that, it just popped back in my head. I actually didn't remember seeing that, enjoying it. So yeah. I think they can make that work.
I really like Swamp Thing. I think it's a very cool concept. And they're doing a lot of stuff in the New 52 with Animal Man and mixing the Swamp Thing with that, with the green and all that.
Takes me back.
Yeah. So, if they can take something from Marvel has made nothing into something before. So maybe this is DC's time to do the same.
Didn't Marvel try to steal Swamp Thing and make Man Thing?
They did. Yeah. But he didn't work, did he?
No, he doesn't. Nobody really likes him, I don't think. I saw the movie. There was a movie too.
Really?
There's a Marvel movie, Man Thing, yeah.
We're going to have to... Do you have that?
I don't have it.
We're going to have to find that.
Yeah, it exists.
I may find that for next episode, people. Man Thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Mental note. Man Thing. Find that thing. So, John Coogler, the director / writer, co-writer of Black Panther, I guess in the Blu-ray, there's some information that came out about Killmonger's mom. And this is what he said. The idea was when you see those guys, the prince and the prince's ward talking over the paperwork in the beginning of the film, they're talking about a way to break the mom out of jail. I don't know if that would have added. Well, he goes on to say the idea was never they would never get her out, and she passed away in prison. So Killmonger didn't come up knowing his mom either. Would that, you think that would add more to the character, or
I don't know. I kind of like the mystery of not knowing.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's kind of weird that not knowing something adds a layer.
Yeah.
Instead of just, force feeding you everything, and you're like, okay, that's too much information.
Yeah.
It's a little bit to the imagination.
I agree. Because I think he was perfect anyway. He's one of Marvel's better villains. Some people are saying he's the best villain that they've put out. I'm going to go with Thanos myself.
Okay.
I still say Killmonger was robbed. He went on to say, actually, he just answered the question we just asked ourselves. He went on to say, this adds more weight to Killmonger's final words before he dies in Wakanda, buried me in the ocean with my ancestors that jumped from the ships because they knew death was better than bondage. So I guess he feels it would have added more depth, and I guess he wrote the character, well, that version of the character. Mm-hmm. So, you know, tomato, tomato. That is all for entertainment news today. Want to go ahead and do a little bit of the indie corner. So there's, you ever come across a trailer for a movie that just catches your eye, and no matter how it looks or what the title may be, you're just like, man, I want to see that. Mm-hmm. That happened to me today when I was looking at some indie films. This film is being produced on Indiegogo. It's still going on right now. It's being directed by Todd Sheets, and it's called Clownado.
Clownado.
The name may be comical, but they are going a full-on horror route. The description they gave was Evil Dead meets, what's the one where they say, I kick ass for the Lord? They Live, or not
Dead Alive.
Dead Alive. It's saying it's crossed between those guys. The trailer is terrifying. It's like this news report of this huge tornado coming and all over the place. And I think I said it's directed by Todd Sheets. Check this out. It's on Indiegogo. I really think you all will enjoy it. I think it's already past its goal, but still, it's still open for another 12 or 13 days. So I highly recommend checking it out. And that'll bring us to Law-Abiding Citizen. What did you think of this one, Robert? Oh, it's starring Jamie Foxx and Gerard Butler. What did you think of this one, sir?
I thought this was a really, really good movie. I mean, it kind of recycles like the whole, you know, guy gets robbed and then he goes for revenge.
Yeah, revenge
too. Yeah, but then in this, you know, movie, he become the guy who's going for revenge becomes more of the bad guy. Mm. Even though, I don't know, I guess the lawyer guy was still kind of, he wasn't good.
Yeah.
Because he was, you know, the system was broken. I guess he was just going along with it instead of doing what was right to make things better. But still, I think the only thing I didn't like about it was the recycling of that same old idea. But outside of that, I thought it was a great movie.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job with the just the idea of how he goes about getting revenge. Mm-hmm. And you're right, he does become the bad guy. And it's kind of like you don't know who to root for because he takes some very drastic measures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to root for him, but then you kind of, as the movie goes on, you don't want to anymore.
But then he has, like when they reveal the whole plan, it's like, what? You know? Mm-hmm. What do you think of Jamie Foxx in this one?
It was okay. I mean, I think Jamie Foxx is a really, really good actor.
He is one of the most talented people that I've seen in entertainment, because that man can sing, he has mm-hmm. dancing, you know, he acts, he's a comedian as well, he's on stand up, you know. And seeing him, like, I've seen him in interviews and some interviews, I can't say all, but he's like real spastic, you know. So toning that down enough to play this mm-hmm. lawyer, you know, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, the man can act,
yeah, exactly. He's a very good actor. And in this one, he's not really going any extreme places because he's playing a lawyer who's, mm-hmm. you know. Being, but he does that well, like and Gerard Butler, Mr. Leonidas himself.
Yes.
What can you say about him? Like he did an American accent in this one, right? He definitely didn't use his real one.
I don't think he used his real one, but it still sounded off because
it's him. But yeah, he is in rare form in this one because he plays this monotic, psychopathic. Like, he goes over the breaking point when his family dies. Mm-hmm. Like, because was he an engineer of some kind?
Yep.
I think.
He designed something.
Yeah. And he sets up all of these Saul type traps.
Basically, yeah.
Was Saul out before this?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
so. Yeah.
I thought it was weird seeing this after seeing 300 because you see like, his character, you see him, but mm-hmm. then you realize the same guy who played, you know, the king who sacrificed himself for everybody, and then you see him as a villain, so it's kind of hard to get that. But yeah. I think he still did a good job playing a villain. I mean, I thought it worked.
Wasn't 300 like his breakout role?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
he had been in stuff before that, but it just wasn't.
That was what, like, oh, who's this guy with the glistening abs?
Yep.
No, I'm all, but, but yeah, the plot of this one is amazing. The, like I said, the actual, I want to say breakout, but it wasn't really a breakout. Like the, his plan, Gerard Butler's character's plan is what stands out to me in this one.
In fact, they took 10 years to set it up too. It's pretty impressive. And he dug those, you know, trenches to the jail, each one of those cells. The dude put all that work in. I mean, he planned this thing out perfectly.
Yeah. And spoilers in this one, if you haven't seen it yet, go out and watch it, in my opinion. But this one, like, he, the man gets set up, or his family gets murdered. His murderer gets off, and he goes against the justice system. He finds the guy and, like, does horrendous things to him. Mm-hmm. And when the cops get there, he's standing there naked, I guess, so they won't shoot him.
He just wanted to show off what he's got.
Is that Antonio Banderas?
Yep.
With gray hair?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I guess that Picasso movie.
Oh, I had not seen anything for this. I'm sorry, guys. Yes, Picasso. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, that just blew my mind because it's just paint splatter and him staring into the blank. Anyway, yeah, he's standing there naked, and then he goes through this. They think they have him, but he has them the entire time, and it takes the sleuth Jamie Foxx to solve the mystery and figure out that there are things.
You think Jamie Foxx was better than him? Like his character, I mean. Do you think his character was better than him? Or do you think he just got lucky?
I think he got lucky. Yeah. He got lucky. Because that dude had everything planned to a T. And Jamie Foxx just so happens to come across it. And
he was beyond ruthless, too.
Yeah.
In fact, that he ordered a steak, let somebody else eat it.
Just
for the bone so he could kill the guy. That's crazy. And then he actually talked to the judge. He's like, he convinced the judge to let him out on bail.
Mm-hmm.
And he even told him, I can't believe you're going to let me out on bail. I just gave you that whole BS thing and you're going to let me out? And just berated the judge for it?
Just letting the system know that you suck, system. Mm-hmm. in my opinion, definitely a go watch.
Absolutely.
That's Law Abiding Citizen. And that will bring us into trailers. Let's see here. My trailer this week, Monsters and Men. I think this is one that's just coming out of the film festival circuit. It's kind of a social commentary on what's going on in the world with the shootings and things like that of cops and everyone. And it's from both views. Very, very touching trailer. It got me in the feels. It shows a kid with his friends. They're standing in front of some place, and the cops show up and say, disperse, disperse. One guy starts filming it, and he's like, we have a right to be here, you know, that whole thing. And then all of a sudden a gunshot goes off, and the cop shoots his friend and kills his friend. And there's this whole, you know, of course he wants to fight it and go to trial, and the cops they come and say, hey, back off. You don't know what's going on. But then a cop actually sees the video that this kid filmed, and he starts questioning his own, you know, his own fellow officers and that sort of thing. So it kind of gives you both sides, a taste of both sides and what they're thinking. Looks very interesting. It's called Monsters and Men. What about you, Tracy?
Actually, I have two. I have one that I'm not excited to see, and then I have one that I am excited to see. The one that I am excited to see, we just saw today. It was called Hereditary. I had not seen that trailer yet, and it was that horror trailer. It had I think it was the old lady dies.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
And then the family is dealing with it, and then they're finding out secrets about their ancestry as the movie goes along. That just looks jacked up.
And the daughter looks like a creepy little lady.
Yeah, she looks creepy. That's what I was thinking. Maybe there's like some kind of a
possession?
Like a, I don't know, like afterlife or whatever you call it thing going on, or her soul jumps into a little kid or something. I don't know. It just looks jacked up.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited to see that one. I just saw that trailer today and it got me hyped because I just love horror and it just looks messed up. And for some reason, I like messed up looking movies.
Is it by the same people who made The Conjuring? Is that what they said?
Oh, I don't remember.
Something like that.
I looked that up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I'm not really excited to see is Robin Hood. Yeah. Now, I like Robin Hood.
I do too.
They made a Russell Crowe one not too long ago, and I saw parts of it, and I didn't really care for it.
Yeah.
The Kevin Costner Robin Hood is my jam. That
with Morgan Freeman as Little John. Yeah.
I love that movie. That's my Robin Hood. So maybe I'm just biased and everything that comes out after it that says Robin Hood I'm not gonna like. But this particular Robin Hood, the trailer that I saw
with Jamie Foxx as Little John.
Yep. It was more about leaping through the air. How many arrows you can shoot. And it was basically like maybe it was Hawkeye's ancestor or something. I don't know. Or it was just a bunch of.
And it looks like they're kind of going with a twist with this one because.
It looks like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, yes, it did. Yeah.
And I don't like all the. And yeah, there's probably going to be a twist.
Because like it looks like he, when he's not Robin Hood, he's a noble this time around.
Yep. Well, he was a noble in the other one.
Was he?
Yeah, he was a noble. He just did. He lost his status.
Okay.
And his money and everything because he had been thrown in jail and all this other crap. Yeah. But yeah, he was still a noble. But yeah, I don't know. This one. I feel like they're going for the special effects and the cool factor as opposed to the story. Maybe I'm wrong and it's going to be great, but the trailer doesn't really sell it to me. It just shows you lots of arrows and as cool as bow and arrows have become lately.
Yeah.
I just don't want to see this movie.
Thanks, Yondu. Yeah, with the way he's shooting the arrows, like pew, pew, pew. Yeah, I don't know how it's humanly possible to shoot that quickly. But yeah, I don't know. I posted the trailer for this one on the site. I was like, does anyone want another Robin Hood? But I don't know, man. Let us know. Do you guys want another Robin Hood? Like Robert said, it's always cool to see that story, but this one does look jet full of special effects. Which will bring us to Bad Samaritan. First, I'm going to ask you this very important question.
Okay.
What makes a good Samaritan?
I don't know.
Helping out ladies across the street.
Yeah.
Paying someone's curbside money when they're about to go expire, so they don't get a ticket. Yeah. Damn it. David Tennant was none of those things.
No.
In this movie. This one's starring David Tennant and an Irish fellow whose name I do not know. I apologize. Probably should have had that pulled up. I'll put it in the show notes. Another question I have for you. Why will no one let David Tennant use his Scottish accent?
I don't know. I was going to mention his accent. He played. It was pretty good.
Yeah. For a Scotsman?
I
watched Broadchurch and he uses his Scottish accent in that. And it's thick. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah,
I think he pulled off the accent perfect.
Yeah,
for what he was going for, but I don't know why they won't. Maybe they just I don't know. Yeah. Well, I guess he wasn't Scottish character in this movie, so true. Maybe that's why.
But yeah, I mean, good old David Tennant, the 10th Doctor. We have to acknowledge the 10th Doctor, my favorite Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Stars as a douchebag serial killer. In this movie, and I haven't seen a lot about it, but it looked very interesting to me, so we watched it. And Robert, what did you think of this one?
I was kind of bored with 75% of the movie. Towards the end, it picked up, and I enjoyed how it ended, the last 25% of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first half, it was kind of it wasn't grabbing me, it wasn't pulling me in.
The setup.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just something about it that just seemed blah.
Yeah.
And, like, it could have been written better. There could have been something else. I mean, I hate criticizing stuff because, I mean, I don't think I could write something better. I'm not, like, a professional. But still, like, when I'm watching something, I can tell if it's interesting or not.
Exactly.
And that just doesn't – none of that grabbed me. And some of the ideas were good, but still, at the same time, a lot of it wasn't. So, I don't know. What'd you think?
The dialogue, in some cases, threw me off. Some was just too corny to seem like it. Like this is the ending, but it's so glaring to me. That's how you save somebody. It's like, that doesn't fit the theme.
That was my favorite line in the movie. That's how you save someone.
It just doesn't seem to fit the feel they were going for with the movie. And early on, when this Irish fellow's friend was running from the dog, there was like this circus style music. I was like, what is, what are we watching? Are we in the right place? But the plot of this one, two valets, while they're valeting people's vehicles, which scares the stuff out of me now. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want to give people my keys anymore to valet my car. But they go and rob people while they are valeting. And
they actually go as far as to go to their house.
Yes. They literally go and they take their car while the people are in there eating and rob them and come back. They always take enough to where you don't really notice it at first. But that's terrifying. But I was kind of mixed on this kid, the main character, the Irish guy. His name I should probably look up while we're talking about this, cause not call him that. Because they show him, his first impressions are like, oh, he's this struggling photographer who really cares deeply for people. And then we find out that's a lie. He's just a douchebag. You know? But I guess it took the fact that someone's being held hostage to make him an actual likable character. Or did you think that
accomplished? I never liked him. the whole movie, I never found myself liking him.
I was the same way. But at least he did do it smart. He didn't make those same normal cliche mistakes like not going to the police or not, you know, he like tried every time. I'll tell you one thing. I felt like the FBI was not needed in this movie. Like, I get it. They were filling in some holes. Okay, this guy's been doing this for a long time or whatever, but I feel like that could have been given us to some other way because they didn't really, we didn't really need those scenes. They didn't do anything.
They showed up at the end, but it wasn't necessary. Good point.
But David Tennant, let's get on David Tennant and stop me if I sound too biased. The guy is good. Like, he has these dead eyes that he can freaking toss on.
He turns on the creep factor.
Yeah.
I found his performance as this character very realistic, like very believable. I didn't see the doctor.
No.
I didn't see some of the other roles I've seen him in. I saw this character.
Yeah.
This creepy dude.
This creepy dude who wants to make everything perfect. Basically, overkill OCD.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the valets break into the wrong house. David Tennant plays this douchebag who that's supposed to be another likable trait of the Irish fellow, is he only goes for douchebags. That's the only people he robs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks a lot, douche. But David Tennant comes and he's a super douche. Oh, well, I'm going to back up here. So why is it that at first I was like, oh, look at them. They're smart. They're putting on gloves. They're putting on little shoes.
No, he didn't.
One time that happens. Everything else, they just go in touching everything all willy-nilly.
The other guy's a professional, I guess. Well, he was, because the second time he went in, I don't think he did.
No, yeah. They just forgot about that stuff. But, they go to the wrong person's house. The Irish fellow goes to David Tennant's house when they steal his very nice car. And he goes into this room, and I don't know how he doesn't notice this chick tied up in chains and leather and a horse mouth thing. Stirrup? No, stirrups are the
side. Yeah, horse. Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah, but
how did he not notice all that black stuff around the walls?
Yeah, like
all
that and the floor. He's walking on it. Like, it was, not a good, very good thief. I mean, that was clear because he clearly, like you said, that his buddy seemed to be better than him.
Yeah, his buddy was a professional.
But yeah, he goes in without putting on hats and gloves like the other guy did and touches everything he can. But then he finds this chick tied up and that's when the hilarities ensue. So my thing is, one of the biggest problems I have with this movie. So the checkbook. Why? If you're this professional, amazing serial killer, would you have a checkbook with the P.O. box to the place where you hide all the bodies?
Right.
Like, that's the most glaring mistake in this movie. Like, I didn't get that. I know it was in his kill room, but that was still his office by day, you know? I don't know.
his office was just where he stored the chick for some reason. The kill room was like down in the garage. Yeah.
True. Why did he separate
those? I don't know. And how did he clean those up so quick?
Get
everything out. It was crazy.
Not only did he clean them up quick, he found himself a booty call in the time it took for that guy to get to the restaurant, which was 3 minutes away, and back to his house, and the cops to get there.
Yeah, he kept her on deck somehow. I don't know, she was there in a second.
So I guess some guys got it. When you got it, you got it.
And you could hear her screaming.
Yeah.
Like, terrified. Like, we don't know what kind of kinky crazy was going on in there. Like, Mr. Gray and whatever the other girl's name is. But yeah, you can hear her screaming. So you're thinking, oh yeah, police are going to hear that and then save the girl. But nope.
No. I don't know. I would like to think that if I took a photo of a girl chained up. So the guy takes a picture. He's trying to get the account number and routing number off the check. And the flash shows him the girl who's sitting about 4 feet away from him. He takes that picture to the cops.
He should have showed him the picture of the check that he took.
Yes.
That would have proved that he had been in the house.
Exactly.
That it was the same room as where the girl was at.
Thank you. But apparently, cops don't care if you come in and admit that you broke into someone's house and then show them a photo of a girl bound and gagged.
I guess it only matters what you can prove.
I guess. Like, I would like to believe that if I went into the police station and said, look.
If you or I went to a police station, we're getting arrested.
I guess skin color may. That is true. We might get even shot. Yeah.
He's got a gun. It's a cell phone.
Oh, boy. That is true. But, yeah, you would think the cops would have been like, okay, we're on this. Especially seeing as how, I guess since they sent units out and it was fine, they were saying.
And plus they had a picture of a girl that was gagged. Because the girl was missing, so they had missing pictures.
FBI apparently knew she was missing.
Only the FBI had missing pictures? Nobody else had any? I thought the police and the FBI worked together somehow.
Yeah.
They could access each other's information if need be.
But. And not to mention, I bet her family filed a missing person report that was all over because she was gone for 3 weeks, I think they said.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree. But then, yeah, he goes to the FBI and they seemingly are not as helpful.
Yeah.
But apparently they've been building a case on the trust fund kid, as they called him.
I almost felt like that lady that he went to just wanted to make her career with that case because she's like, send me the file. I don't want a hard copy.
Yeah.
She just wants to make her career with that case or something.
Yeah, because apparently she's been hunting this guy for however long. So they never clarified. When the FBI director or whoever is like, hey, give me the skinny on the trust fund kid. And she's like, well, he killed the horse trainer when he was 14. So, like, was he convicted of that? Or
they never gave you that information.
Could they not prove? Like, I don't know.
They knew what happened, but maybe, I don't know.
Because he was 14, they couldn't do
maybe
anything?
It was because he was a minor. I don't know. But yeah, I don't feel like they gave us enough background information on him to really clear up what his deal was. Because all you know is that he was trying to impress a girl that he liked that was older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed
beat a horse to death.
He beat a horse and then shot it. And then I guess she didn't like that, so he killed her too. And then that's all you know.
And thus the life of the trust fund killer starts.
I needed more than that.
Me too.
I needed like an overbearing father and a mother that didn't care and drinks too much. Mm-hmm. Something other than just the horse and a...
And then they try to throw horses in our face every chance they got. It was a running theme throughout the movie. I don't know. Like the what do you think of that opening? I guess his dreams as well. Like you could tell the CG kind of jumped out of me on the horse, but he's beating it. It's a good way to start a movie, but I wish they would have showed that full scene. Like, you know, that would have helped instead of that same flash over and over again. Snoop Dogg has a television show?
I guess so, yeah.
The Joker's Wild. I thought that was an Impractical Joker spinoff.
I couldn't tell.
Okay, sorry. But yeah, I don't know. I like I said, I really like Tenet in this, but the surrounding. What do you think of the girlfriend? Do you think the girlfriend thing was necessary?
No. Well, yes and no, because he needed somebody to. I knew what was going to happen when you took that picture. Yeah. It was so obvious. And then I don't know. I felt bad that she was like, go away at the end, you know. But I guess I would probably feel that way too.
Yeah.
But
I wish there was some clarification. Like, are they done?
Yeah.
Is he going to get with
the... I felt like he was going to get with the girl he saved. But maybe not. But after she hears about... Because she's obviously going to hear about this. Yes. It's going to be in the paper. Everybody's going to know. And she's probably going to want to reconnect after that. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were trying to save this woman's life. You're so brave and blah, blah, blah.
I was thinking there's some irreparable damage, though. Like, you think... His dad, stepfather, will get his job back. You think?
I think they can prove that dude did it.
Okay.
And now he could probably get his job back, and the mom can get her job back. And there's no way to take away that girl's boob being shown to everybody.
Yeah,
that's out there.
I think I pulled it up on my phone while we were sitting there. It's out there in the ethos now. I don't know. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess. But I mean, his friend is dead for sure. He's staying dead.
Yeah, I thought he had killed the girlfriend too. The way he like slapped her around,
he beat the living shit out of her and
threw her over the ledge there.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked that she was able to like be conscious in the hospital to write "Go Away" after that beating. And the friend thing, like the girlfriend's friend. I didn't really get that either. Like, what is that, just to normalize her? This is what girls do. They go talk to the animal.
Yeah, I think so.
What? Talking dog? Snow Leopards? Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, overall, I'm going to jump out on a limb here and say this is not one to run out and go watch.
No. Do you think there's going to be a sequel?
I don't know if it'll do well as much as I love Mr. Tenet. I don't think this is one that will get a sequel. Theater was pretty empty.
I think we could write that. He breaks out of prison and he goes after the same people again.
Only this time it's for keeps. Because you have no idea how rich I am.
Yeah. I agree with you. I don't think you should run out and watch this movie. Like I said, I did like I like the ending.
Yeah.
I like that scene where she screams at the guy who just saved her. That's how you save somebody. And she turns around and saves him. I like how she screams, "I'm covered in lie."
Yeah. I did like that too. I'm covered in lie. Backtrack here a little bit. I know we just said don't, but this is what this show's about. Conversation. He's a skinny little dude.
Yeah.
Mr. Tenet is. That woman, pound for pound, I think she could have, you know, maybe took him.
Probably.
He did take some shovel and bet shots. He did take some shots that probably would have took out a normal person. But, yeah, David Tennant is not the biggest guy in the world, but I guess that's a testament to his acting ability. He comes off bigger than he is with intimidating words and such.
I think they made him look stronger than what he was. Like when he broke into the friend's house and he jumps out of the closet and wrestles with him, he like throws him up against the wall. Yeah. And I don't think a guy that size could push somebody of equal size that hard up against the wall.
I agree. Mr. Tennant, if you're listening, I would arm wrestle you. So
It's not about your arm size, though. It's about your tendon strength. True. You're doing it. So he might have some crazy tendons.
I got to tell you.
Can't believe we're talking about David Tennant's tendons.
How strong is the doctor's tendons? When he freaking missile drop kicked that chick in the face, I jumped a bit because I knew something was about to happen, but I didn't know.
But not a missile drop kick?
Not a missile drop kick to a woman's face. I think we cleared that one up. I can't think of any huge standouts other than his acting ability. I do think we'll see that Irish fellow more. I think this will get him cast because I got a feeling
he did act very well.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't drawn to him. I wasn't like, man, this guy, like his pres, like his pres, like David's presence was pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
His presence wasn't to me. I didn't think. But yeah, he might get a couple rolls off of that.
Yeah, because David showed a lot of range in this one. He played the douchebag, first of all, very well. Then he also had this calming presence when he needed to. And then as the turn of a hat or whatever that saying is, he just snapped. You know, he had that, you know, aggressiveness.
Screaming maniac.
Yeah. You will be corrected. but yeah, I gotta tell you, I like I said, I don't know. It could get a sequel.
Probably won't.
Probably won't.
Because I don't think this one's gonna do well enough to get a sequel. But I could see a sequel.
Yeah.
And I could see like David going after those two again.
Because his money's not gonna run out, you know. So he could fight it. And there is that note on the hard drive that he planted. So you know, he could find a good lawyer and fight that and say, yeah. So I would like to see one if they do it. Or maybe, like you said, rewrite that.
It's weird. I didn't really like, I can't say I liked the movie, but
yeah.
I still want to see more, more of the story. And I wouldn't mind watching it again, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So that's a weird feeling. I don't know how to explain that.
I think I'm in the same boat. I think for me, it's Tenet because I like seeing people go that to that place, you know, and he did it well, and I would like to see him do that again.
I like to watch it again without an old lady talking behind me the entire movie.
You're that would stupid. Be really nice.
You know what's funny is that she would say something every once in a while, and it was ridiculous. And then if her husband, when her husband talked, she's like, shh. And she did it more than once.
Every time the FBI agent girl lady came on, she's like, you're stupid. And he's like, yeah, you are. You're stupid.
I think she was the only one in the audience clapping, too.
She was.
She kept clapping every once in a while.
There are only five of us in there, but yeah, she is.
Well, I'm glad she enjoyed the movie.
Me too. Well, actually, no, because we got in the parking lot, and I saw those two as I was leaving, and he turned around to her and was like, do you like it? And she's gave him the thumbs down, and he's
Did you hear at the beginning? She's like, is this going to be one of those dirty movies? And then when they show the girl's nipple, she's like, yep, it's one of those.
But the husband said it wasn't real enough. So, I don't know.
I wonder, can we invite them on the show and get their...
If I can find them.
What did you think?
But yes, that I think will wrap up the show this week. I do want to say, though, you can find us on iTunes, Podomatic.com, Spotify. Leave a review. Please leave us some suggestions. Excuse me, burp there. Please leave us some suggestions for movies to watch. We enjoy those thoroughly. Those are some of my favorite episodes. Also, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Give us a like and follow on those. We're slowly climbing that ladder on Twitter. We also go watch a movie on all of those. I think that's everything this week. Anything for you, sir?
Nope, we covered it.
I'm Kelvin.
And I'm Robert.
Go watch a movie. Oh, and Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
His next verse, though. Cowboy liberty. These bars. Just step on your feet.
Whoop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Poop-dee-scoop-dee. Scoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-whoop-poop.